304 PXB Mobile.
I heard talking up to them about drone airplanes and stuff, or was that somebody else?
On the way to the club meeting last night, I was talking to, who was it I was talking to? Yeah, there's another thing that you lose when you get old. I forgot who I was talking to.
The thing is, I gather y'all, you know, get together from time to time and fly the planes and stuff, and it's kind of curious where you do that at. I'd kind of like to watch y'all do it sometime.
Do you know where Jug Factory Road and Jordan Road come together? And I don't know what that is. That's Lyman, Emin, Greer, Blue Ridge, somewhere. Jordan Road and Jug Factory Road. You can probably Google the intersection of them. And right down the hill on Jordan from the intersection of Jordan and the other one I was telling you about, right down the hill on Jordan is where there's a little tiny airport. It's for full-scale airplanes and RC airplanes both. It's called Foothills Flyers. That's where we fly. Jordan and, what did I say that other one was?
I lost it myself, but yeah, I can probably Google that, Foothills Flyers, and, you know, get directions to it.
Factory, Jug Factory. That's where they make, a factory for making jugs. That's how it got its name. They used to have a jug factory over there. But Jug Factory in Jordan, look up the intersection of that on Google, and you'll see the airfield from the air, from the sky. And then if you Google Foothills Flyers, I think we're like the second one or the third one that comes up in a Google search. And they give you instructions on how to get there and all the details about the club. It's a pretty good club. I joined them, I don't know, probably in 2015 when they were first established. They're kind of like a split off of the Campobello Club. A spinoff of them, and it's like 6 miles closer to me than the Campobello Club, so that's the one that I picked. I used to go to WCRC down there at 417 and Woodruff Road, or at 101 and Woodruff Road, 417, where they all come together, but they lost their field. I'm still a member, I still say a member, but their new field is over by the soccer field, and it's nowhere near as good as the old field was, so I just stay a member of this one up here.
And that makes sense, and like I say, I'll look it up, and you know, sometime when y'all gonna be up there doing that, I'll swing around over there and take a look at it.
We'll do that. We welcome all visitors. If we're over there to unlock the gate, there is a gate and a combination lock, so you got to do it when somebody's over there, or you can't get in the gate, but. Yeah, everybody's welcome to come over and see what it's all about. That's the same as with the ham radio. The more, the merrier.
Well, I'll do that. Well, probably about time to head in the kitchen and see what we're going to have for supper. Out there and be careful out and about on the road. And I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
Talking to you. Enjoy your evening and bon appetit. Whatever you pick to eat, have a good one. W4DJW Mobile.
KO4PXB Mobile.
How's the new year going for you?
Sir, it's going well. First day back to work after 2 weeks, and so it was definitely a busy day.
Back to work. My wife went to work this morning. She looked at me. She said, "You glad to be getting rid of me?" I know. No, honey. No. I wish you could stay on with me. But it's kind of nice to be able to. I caught up on all kinds of stuff I was late on.
Yep, that's definitely the way it works. And it's just too funny of how dealing with people at work is like dealing with a 3-year-old that I had to deal with, you know, a couple of days, you know, during that time frame for the 2 weeks that the daycare was closed. They just sometimes act the same way.
Isn't that amazing? You think when you grow up, you're going to have a different class of people to deal with, and it's the same class. They're all just older.
That is definitely true, and neither one of them appreciate being put in timeout or, you know, their issue being put, you know, not ahead of what they think it is.
My doorbell was going off. I'm at the post office. I got to run in here and drop off some ID cards for club members that are signing up for 2023. I'll be right back in a few minutes. W4DJW.
There's KO4PXB Mobile and standing by.
For DJW Mobile.
It's KO4PXB.
The book stamps while I was in there. But they're all gone. The people, nobody's there. I guess they quit at 5 o'clock and it's 8 minutes after. They don't waste any time getting out of there.
Most government offices are like that. You better be not standing in that doorway when they get ready to leave out.
Realize how long it took me to get that batch ready. I figured I'd be up there and get another book stamps before they left. I thought there used to be a way to buy stamps when they're gone, but I guess not. I couldn't find a stamp machine either. I guess next time I'll come up here, I'll have to buy a book of stamps and put them on there when I do the next mailing.
KO4PXB, if you're close to a grocery store, some of them still sell stamps that you can buy a book of stamps in a grocery store.
Did that. I'll have to look around and when I'm in there and see, see if I can find any. I remember getting green stamps. Hey, you remember green stamps?
I most certainly do. My mother used to shop at Community Cash right there in Spartanburg, and I remember her going to the True Value store and picking out plates and other things that when she filled up a book that she could turn in for plates and sometimes the Britannica Encyclopedia and a lot of other things.
There was anybody left that remembered that. I thought I was a dinosaur. I didn't know there was anybody left that remembered green stamps.
Yep, we're just a couple of few that is willing to admit that. Yeah, I definitely remember the food, the young green stamps.
Had all the stamps in them. The pages in the books being so thick. And somehow I think they scanned those things to make sure they were all legit when they turned them in. I vaguely remember how all that worked, but I do remember the heavy pages in the green stamp book, heavy with two sides full of stamps.
Yep, those books definitely started out very thin. By the time it got all the both sides covered and the moisture, and when they got thick, they were at least definitely expanded and probably about 2 inches thick.
I worked back then. We do everything electronically now. We wouldn't have ever even imagined what we're capable of today back then. You know, that's taken, I guess, time for people to figure out new technologies and adapt to it.
Yep, and this generation, they would not have any idea what it's like to ride on the back of a tailgate of a pickup truck going to the landfill or riding in the back of a car without any seat belts, laying in the floor, or laying up in the back of the window while the car is moving.
Reminds me of when I was, when I had last German Shepherds that I had, I lived off Jackson Grove Road. And I lived off down one of those chutes off of Jackson Grove Road, and I had one of my shepherds, I'd tell him to stay at home. But he'd follow me up to my father-in-law's land up there when I was in the car. And so I had 59 Chevrolet pickup. So I'd get my wife to drive the pickup and stand in the back of the bed going 50 miles an hour down the road, 45, 50 miles an hour, up to the maximum speed that dog could run and film him, taking pictures, snapshots of him when he's fully stretched out in total midair. Right, he'd be running alongside the car. I'd be standing in the bed of the pickup truck. We'd be doing 45, 50 miles an hour going down Jackson Grove Road taking pictures of him. I wasn't even smart enough to think, what if a car comes in the other direction, he decides to cross over to where the truck is? That would be bad.
Definitely it would be. And that's just, like you said, something we don't think about at that point in time. And now we look at it going, you know, how stupid was I to first be standing in the back of it and then to be filming the dog and doing that.
On brakes, I'd have gone over the cab. I've been looking at her, going away from her, she'd be in the windshield, and I'd be looking at the windshield going away from me, continuing to go 50 miles an hour when she slows down. That was just dumb. That was just really, really dumb. But here we are, still alive to talk about it.
Yep, and I foresee that this would not been in, would have been the first thing in your mind if you would have been going over the hood to be tuck and rolling as you're about to hit the asphalt.
Comment.
Gotcha, David. Yeah, the last thing going through my mind then would have been asphalt as it ground down on the road. Go ahead, David.
Reminds me of when I was a teenager, lived in Lexington, and got the Lake Murray Dam down there, and we used to jump off that thing and down, well, at the bridge area near the towers. Looking back at that was not the smartest thing in the world to do. Anyway, that's my comment. KFORNXY.
We're all lucky that we're not Darwin recipients. Darwin Award recipients. We made it through it. We made it past that slippery gate.
Yeah, I've seen something on the internet from time to time. I'm old and wise because the good Lord protected me when I was young and stupid. So anyway, y'all carry on. KFORNXY.
Just pure luck, because there's just too many occurrences like that. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Definitely true. As the saying, that God protects children and fools.
Under the second category. I can't believe those kinds of things. Out in the woods racing dune buggies and jeeps and motorcycles, too, is the same kind of a deal. Just doing really dumb stuff. Those things could have rolled over. The little roll bar in that dune buggy that I had was nowhere near big enough or strong enough to hold that dune buggy off of me if it rolled over. But it just never happened. Being on two wheels many, many times, on turning too fast, going around corners, had a buddy flip his and landed on his wheels, thankfully. Didn't land on the top. But he was in it when it rolled over. He did have to go to the hospital, but he lived through it. Anyway, Lloyd, I'm over here at Ingles. I got to go in here and pick up some food. I'll be back in a little bit. You'll probably be home before I get out. Anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy the evening, W4DJW.
Also, while you're in there, as a reminder, check and see if they have stamps, because I know the grocery stores before that you can buy a book of stamps in there. So definitely check on it. Until I talk with you, and it's KO4PXB.